just
look. I'm just spoiled with Tony Romo, as Dean Garcia, or Dean Garcia says, doing Tony Romo things. So
Tony Romo.
I'm sorry.
Tony Romo being Tony Romo. I expect you know, more of the same from the Texans. You know, if they can get less miscues on defense, they can hold this Titans offense down, which I think they can. Come away with a solid victory that will perk this team back up a little bit. I feel like they're a little down in the dumps right now, just on the from the outside looking in. So I like the Texans for this game.
I mean, they've lost the last three games like by like 3, 5, and 7 points.
Kind of like a Texas State thing. Like something happens, like that late second half surge against in
they
the Steelers
win that.
Game.
They won 57 of the minutes.
Yeah.
In the Pittsburgh game.
And it's just it just killed them. Like it sucked the life out of the team.
Yeah.
So.
It was like they were almost shell shocked. Like that happened, and then. The Colts game, you know, they spot them 24 points to start the game, and then they had to fight back the whole time. But I hope it's not a wasted trip to go all the way up there to be disappointed.
Man, you get some good food in there, and you just enjoy the scenery. It'll be nice, brother. It'll be good stuff. Thursday night football last night, Broncos take down the Chargers 35-21. Peyton Manning likes Emmanuel Sanders. 3 touchdowns for that guy if you had him on your fantasy team.
Peyton Manning good at football.
Peyton Manning. And a great actor too, if I might. Have you seen those commercials? They're just amazing.
He's pretty good. Have you ever seen him on Saturday Night?
Oh, that was so good. The United Way thing. I can't talk about it on the air, obviously, but that was so funny. So such good stuff. Final moments of the show here. Closing thoughts. Steve Nash out for the season. If you're a Lakers fan here in Texas, why are you a Lakers fan? Be a Spurs fan or a Rockets
I'll
fan.
A career,
I'll even let you be a Mavs fan if you want to be that over a Lakers fan. But I think this is the end for Steve Nash, and I think it should be. He's a Hall of Fame point guard. There's no doubt about that. No arguing that point whatsoever. He just got that. I mean, obviously, they're still paying you this kind of money. I'm still going to play the NBA.
Like Jalen Rose says, keep cashing.
Keep getting them checks. So if it is indeed the end of his career, I expect him to be in basketball. He's he's an ambassador, you know, between, you know, Canada. We don't need an ambassador between Canada and us, obviously. But, he's good for the game of basketball. And man, when he was in his prime, it was just fun watching him play.
There aren't very many short guys, so I'm all for that. I mean, once again, if you guys don't know us, Jason's really old. I'm really short. Dean just doesn't know very much about sports. So
I'm just here.
Dean just, man, y'all so wrong. Okay, kind of related on this, the Steve Nash thing. I thought I had last night as we round up the show here last minute. Let's say, I mean, you're a fan of whatever team, you know, and you've got your favorite players that have been with the team. You drafted them. They've been there 9, 10 years, like Steve Nash and the, you know, oh, he didn't get drafted. Like he was with the Dallas and he was with the Suns and bouncing around. But if your team's out of it, do you let that player go? Like, do you try and trade this guy? Or would you rather just, like, no, you're my boy. You need to retire here in the home jersey, basically.
I mean, if he wants to go, I let him go. But there's a lot of guys that they...
DeMarcus Ware, yeah, for instance. That they cut him. Like...
Because
I don't know if he
would regret that right now, by the way.
No.
I don't think he'd be playing at the same level if he was still in Dallas. I think he got reinvigorated. But DeMarcus Ware, like, would you rather have him on the Cowboys right now? Aside, like, take out the way he's playing right now. Just, like, I wanted DeMarcus Ware to retire as a Cowboy.
No, not whenever you ask for that much money. I think, like, I like guys that are
realists. You're
realists. Yeah. Yes. Okay. No, yeah. I mean, okay, Michael Young. We already talked about him once. You dance with the girl that brought you to the prom, man. DeMarcus Ware didn't want to dance with us. He wanted us to pay him to dance.
Hey.
So did Josh Hamilton.
Why?
I'm just saying.
If you didn't want to pay the man, you shouldn't have given him that contract in the first place. That's going to do it here for Bobcat Radio. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Friday edition. For Dean Garcia, Caleb Bryan, this is Jason Harris telling you tune in tonight for Rattlers football right here on KTSW 730 kickoff. And that's going to do it. Thanks for tuning in, guys.